USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Before the U.S. Senate votes on a measure to protect net neutrality rules, the top Democrat says,
"We don't restrict access to interstate highways. We shouldn't do that with the Internet either."
Senator Chuck Schumer on the Democratic resolution to reverse the FCC's repeal of Obama-era net neutrality rules that prevent Internet service providers from slowing or blocking content on selected websites. The vote was then taken.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 47.
But while that measure is now on its way to the House, it faces a very steep climb there, as Republicans say that the rules amount to heavy-handed government regulation.
We're trying to get him to end this. This is not good for the American people.
President Trump's legal team member Rudy Giuliani, speaking of the special counsel's Russia probe, he says the Robert Mueller team has told President Trump they know they don't have the power to indict a sitting president. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
President Trump sits down with the head of NATO today, and the two men are expected to talk about North Korea's threats to pull out of the upcoming summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. North Korea upset about joint military exercises that are still being conducted by the U.S. and South Korea, and also suddenly declaring that it doesn't want to be forced into giving up its nuclear weapons. A former Trump cabinet member speaks against U.S. leaders concealing the truth. Former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressing graduates at the Virginia Military Institute on Wednesday.
If our leaders seek to conceal the truth, or we as people become accepting of alternative realities that are no longer grounded in facts, then we as American citizens are on a pathway to relinquishing our freedom.
Tillerson never mentioned President Trump by name in the speech, which was scheduled before he was let go by President Trump back in March. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials in Hawaii are warning of more earthquakes and volcanic fog from the Kilauea volcano. That rumbling volcano causing a magnitude 4.4 earthquake yesterday that damaged roads and buildings in Volcanoes National Park. And another big threat remains, the volcanic fog, which they call VOG. Those are the toxic fumes coming out of 20 cracks that have split open on the Big Island in the past couple of weeks. A school resource police officer has been called a hero for his actions after a student opened fire at a high school in Dixon, Illinois. The Dixon police chief saying Officer Mark Dallas shot and wounded the senior, Matthew Milby, after the 19-year-old fired several shots yesterday morning during graduation rehearsal. Milby was taken into custody. He's hospitalized, but with non-life-threatening injuries. And there's another new study out today. Yes, can you believe it? Yet another new study. This one suggests that exercise does not slow down dementia and might actually make it worse. Researchers at Britain's Oxford University studied people with mild to moderate dementia who worked out twice a week for up to 90 minutes. Those experts found those people went downhill faster than people who did not exercise. Researchers were surprised by the findings because earlier studies had suggested exercise could prevent mental decline. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.